Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainus daf Yutes 19, and we just read the Mishnah on Yuches Mabez, where we had the reaction of Shimon ben Shetach to Choni Ma'agel's action. So Choni Ma'agel had a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Choni acted in that way, and as we know, he bargained with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this rain, I want that rain, as only a ben shemischati lefnei ha'aviv can act. And that's what Shimon ben Shetach says. If you wouldn't be choni, if you wouldn't be on that level, then you'd be chayiv nidui, be chayiv to be put in excommunication. So the Gemara says here on the bottom of Yerches Mabez, Sholach lo Shimon ben Shetach, Amar lo, Tzorach hatolanados, right? You really would, this is what we should do. She'ilu nigzra gzera, kishem shen nigzra bimei Elio. Because really, it worked out for you. But if it wouldn't have worked out for you, it wouldn't have been good. Right? If there was a gzera, like in the days of Elio, what did it be in the days of Elio? Remember Elio Anavi, goes there a drought because he went to visit, Chazal, fill in the blanks a little bit on the last daf in Masechta Sanhedrin, that he went to pay a shiva call to the one who had built up the Yericho, and when he was at the Shiva call, Achav was there paying a Shiva call, and Achav, the king, kind of says to Elio, you know, I do plenty of Avodah Zarah, and there's still plenty of rain. So I don't know what the second parsha of Kriya Shema is talking about, right? And Elio stands up and goes there. So that type of Gzera, if there was an early Gzera, and you can't undo that. So says Shimon ben Shetach Tachoni, if there was a Gzera like there was in the days of Elio Navi, and you wouldn't have been able to bring the rain, then lo nibseisa, maybe it's a rabbi l'chil Hashem, wouldn't have been a chil Hashem. People would have seen you as the greatest rabbi of the time and the greatest navi of the time, and it wouldn't have been rain. You would have taken a tremendous risk. Shekal maybe it's a rabbi l'chil Hashem, tzarech nidui. So that's why he says, I would have, you're really deserving, but you know, because of who you are and your backgrounds and your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is known, so then doesn't reach the level, and we're not going to put you in nidui. A similar type of lashon was used. Taman tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. If you remember that all the Edom came and Rabbi Kiva was told them not to come on the way because there was so many Edom and the moon was seen clearly. And Rabbi Gamliel says to him, no, you can't stop them from going. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, imakeva tas harabim, if you make the rabbim not come, to testify that they saw the moon, nimseis mechashlom asalavo, then you're gonna lead them, and it's not gonna be good for the future, right? Because the next time they're gonna say, oh, there were plenty of Edom, and really there weren't plenty of Edom, they're not gonna come, and you're gonna machshel them. And you're gonna make them not do a mitzvah saseh, lo nimseis ma'akev rabbim milasos mitzvah, wouldn't that be preventing the rabbim from doing a mitzvah? And if you do that, v'chol ma'akev rabbim milasos mitzvah, tzorach nidui. And if somebody prevents the rabbin from doing a mitzvah, that's also reason for nidui, for excommunication, which really isn't used today. But that's the similar lashon that Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach used for Choni Ma'agel and Rabbi Gamliel used for Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam quotes, the Rambam puts together, it doesn't say, I don't think anywhere specifically in a list in Chazal, but the Rambam puts it all together. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamat Torah. Hilchos Tamat Torah is not just about the mitzvah of learning Torah, but it's about the mitzvah of Kvod Rabo, right? That's the two mitzvahs that the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Tamat Torah, right? Rishona Lilmo Torah, this is in his Koteret, Shania L'chabed Melamdeha V'yodeha, to give kavod to those that teach it and those that know it. But interesting, the mitzvah is learning Torah, as we know, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to learn Torah, right? The mitzvah, as we know, is formulated as teaching Torah. The Rambam doesn't count a separate mitzvah as teaching Torah. The mitzvah is learning Torah, and part of the mitzvah of learning Torah is teaching Torah. Right? That's the halacha how it is counted. So after the Rambam talks about all the halachas, the mitzvah of learning and the mitzvah of teaching, he talks about, starting in Parakeh, he talks about the honor, the halacha of being mechabed a rebbe, and being mechabed someone who knows. And he starts off with the word, the second half of the Hilchos Tamat Torah starts off with the word kishem, just like. Right, kishem she'adam mitzuveh bekavod aviv u'biyiraso. Just like there's a mitzvah to be mechabed one's parent, one's father, and be in awe of one's father, kachu chavid chay bekavod rabo u'biyiraso. So there is chayv in kavod rabo u'biyiraso. V'rabo yoser mi'aviv. Right, of course the Mishnah is in in Eilu Metzias. So the second half is all about Kavod Rabbo. So towards the end of that, the Rambam lists off the 24 actions that would cause someone to be in Nidui, be in excommunication. And the first one, why is this in Hilchos Talmud Torah? Most of the items on this list have nothing to do with Talmud Torah or be Mechabe, because the first one, Al Arba Vesrim Dvarim and Adidas Adam, Bein Ish Bein Ish of Elohim, HaMevazeh Sachacham, Afilu Lachar Moso. If somebody is Mevazeh, we have an Al Chait about this also, but that's the first one. And then there's many others, but again, many of them don't have anything to do with if somebody has a dangerous dog in their Rishus. That has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. The Machal Yatav Sheni Shel Golias. He quotes a lot of the one. But on that list is the Ma'akev HaRabbi Milasos Mitzvah, like we just saw in Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Va'amar Lo, continuing the conversation between Choni and Shimon Ben Shetach. So Va'amar Lo, Choni Magal says back to Shimon Ben Shetach, who says that, hey, if there would have been a gzeira from earlier generations, aren't you taking a risk? So Choni Magal says back, Veda Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevatal gzeirasa bebnei gzeirasa shel tzadik. What do you mean? If there was an earlier great gzeira of a tzadik, so I'll make another gzeira. And what's the risk factor? Amar lo, heina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevatal gzeirasa mebnei gzeirasa shel tzadik. Veda Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevatal gzeirasa shel tzadik bebnei gzeirasa shel tzadik chaveiro. Hashem can be mochel on his coven, basically. If Hashem made a gzeira and then a tzaddik says, no, I want to change it, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, you know, undo it. But maybe there was a previous tzaddik that made a gzeira. And then maybe, right, Choni, maybe there's some Lamed Vav tzaddik that made a gzeira that we don't know about, that he made a gzeira for drought, and you're going to try to undo that, maybe it wouldn't have worked. So you were taking a risk. You were taking a risk, so, you know, it's that's somewhat dangerous. So that was the conversation that took place between Shimon and but the Mishnah ends off. But what can I do? You have a special relationship. You act a little, in a way that only a son could act in front of a father. But who else say, right, in a way that you are endeared to the father. And whenever you do something, he kind of smiles. Right, ki'ilu, kaviyachal. Va'os hu'osel aritzono, and he follows your ratzon. Rebrechya, Rebbe Abba Barkana, Rebbe Seir, Rebbe Shem, Rebbe Yehuda. V'ista amrin la b'shem Rebbe Chizda, v'ista amrin la b'shem Rebbe Masna. V'sigzar omer, v'yakim lach. The Pasuk says in Eov, v'sigzar omer, there'll be a gzera, the v'yakim lach, and it'll stand up for you. So that's the lush, that's the Pasuk that is used to quote that a tzaddik could be gozer. The sigs are omer, the yakim lach, and it will be established. Matam alomar, lach. What is the extra word of lach? Afilu ana amar hachin, viat amar hachin. Hashem kaviyachol says, even if I say this and you say that, didach kaima v'didi lo kaima. Yours is going to stand, your words are going to stand. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gives power to the chacham. Bamitzia. So we think about this as kind of like unusual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you can beat me, but you can't beat a fellow tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Borei Olam. He's the Ribon Kol Olamim. But he created the world in a way. He gives the power to the tzaddikim. Similarly, V'al derechecha noga or, on your ways will show or. So or usually means light. But we'll see or could also mean rain. Hashem will bring down Amrei B'chia Barbaz, who you read as Geshamim. And where do you see that? Where do you see that or can mean rain? So you have this pasuk in Eov, which we use in one of the Yotros. Af Bari, right? Af, even Bari, even though it's clear, it's the sky, it's there are no clouds. Remember we had a story about this, one of the Amoraim a couple of days ago, looked up at the clouds and said, why are you so clear? We're davening for rain. All of a sudden clouds came in. It started raining. So Av Bari, Yatriach Av, even though it's clear, Yatriach Av, the clouds will be bothered. Yafitz Anan Oro. The cloud will scatter its or. What do you mean? A cloud doesn't have or. A cloud has the opposite of or. So that's how you know from this pasuk that or could sometimes mean rain as well. Kiyish Pilo Vatomer Geva. Also a pasuk in Yov. This is the next pasuk after the pasuk of Visigzar Omer. Kiyish Pilo. he lowers the somar geva. What does that mean? Ani amarti lashpilan. Hashem says kiel kaviyachal. I want to be mashpil them. I want to lower because they don't deserve rain. V'yata amarta lagava son. But you say, you the tzaddik, say to raise them up. Didak kaima v'didi lo kaima. Again, your word stands and my word doesn't stand. One more. V'shach inayim yoshia. That's the second half of that pasuk. The one that has lowered eyes will be saved. Again, we darshan. Ani amarti lishchosei neim. I say bara. I say to lower them, to bend them because of what they deserve. V'yata amarta lo shian. Didak kaima v'didi lo kaima. Right. Yours stands and mine does not stand. Also, ani amarti. Right. Also, the next pasuk. Yimaleit inaki. Right. What does that sound like? Yimaleit. Who will escape inaki? Right. Someone who is clean. If one is naki, right. So then he will escape. Vatamarti yimaleit ava bishenu naki. And then you, the tzaddik says, right, you have such power. Even if he's not naki, da kaima v'didi lo kaima. Right. So all of those we darshan the same way. Those psukim in Eov. The power of tefillah in general, again, the Sefer HaIkarim, we have mentioned this, discusses in general how exactly does that work, right? The power of anyone's tefillah, right? This Gemara is that the power of the tzaddik's tefillah. And the tzaddik, who has special connections, he has such power. The Sefer HaIkarim discusses in general how tefillah works, right? This is towards the end of the Sefer. Mayimar Dala, Perek Yudches. Ma Shehevi Ho'anashim Lefakfik B'tefillah. There are those that have wondered about davening, karov l'mashevi osam l'salik yediyas Hashem, and it has drove them to be very upset or very confused about how prayer works, because he says im shenigzar me Hashem tov ma al ish ma olo nigzar, is it decreed or is it not decreed, v'im nigzar ein sarach tefila v'im lo nigzar ech tol tefila. L'shanos ratzon Hashem, right? If it was decreed, says the Sefer Ikarim, if I'm supposed to win the lottery, I don't need to daven for it. I'm supposed to win the lottery. And if it wasn't decreed, then how does tefillah change God? Ech to'ol tefillah l'shanos ratzon Hashem ligzar alav tov acher shalom nigzar. I'm going to get a good that I wasn't supposed to get. Shalom yishtana Hashem in a ratzon el lo ratzon v'lo milo ratzon el ratzon. Nothing changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unchanging. Right, Hashem is the same before we daven and after we daven. The Nimsa, and then he quotes a number of psukim that relate to this problem. So he says, as many are familiar, right, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nothing about changing God. Right, tefillah changes man. Shahashpos al Yonos Yushpu ala makabel biyoso b'madrega yedua v'yachana yedua lakablan. The Hashpos al Yonos. The great gifts from above will be on a person related to the level that he is on. V'im lo yachin ha'adam atzmo l'kabel ha'shefa ha'hu. If the person doesn't prepare himself to get the shefa, hinei hu amonei atov me'atzmo, then it's his own fault. She'im nigzar alishma al derech mashal, she'yatzlichu tfuosa b'shana plonis. If Hashem has a gzeira that this person's crops are going to grow in a certain year, but he doesn't plow, and he doesn't seed. Hashem can make it rain the whole year. Nothing's going to grow. If you didn't do what you have to do to be mekabel the bracha, then it's not going to work. Hashem is not going to change nature, give you a nace. And that's what, same thing with tefillah. If we plow ourselves, if we get ready, if we make ourselves ra'ui to be mekabel the shefa. And before davening, we were A. But after davening, I'm Rosner B. So I'm a different being, so maybe I've made myself greater, more of a clay kibble to get the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he talks about how tefillah works. Is that also how it's working here? With the gzeira of the tzaddik? That the tzaddik, through the tefillah again, makes himself on such a level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to listen. But this isn't the only time that we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gives in. Right? There is an unusual gemara, if you remember, in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Vav. That's where there's a machlokas in Hilchas Saras, relating to a hair and a spot, which came first, and there was a machlokas. Again, it's hard to even say the words of this gemara. but the not hard in terms of saying the words, but in terms of understanding. Right? The Gemara has a machlokes, that there was a machlokes in Shamayim, in the Masifta Durakia. In Baharis Kodemis L'Seir Lovin Tamei, then Seir Lovin Kodem L'Baharis Tar. Right? If the spot comes first, Tamei, if the hair comes first, Tar. And if you're not sure, Safik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Tar, V'Kulu Masifta Durakia Amri Tamei. Hashem said Tar, and the angel said Tamei. I can even say those words, but that's what the Gemara says. Machlokes, v'yamre, and they said, okay, who's going to win? Who's going to win? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wins. No, who's going to win? Rabba Bar Nachmani is going to win. Whatever he paskins, we're going to go like. So they go to Rabba Bar Nachmani, and they wait till, I guess, how I understand the Gemara, they wait till it's his time, after Me'av Esrim, but the Malach HaMavis can't get close to him, he doesn't stop learning until he makes a wind, and he thinks the enemy's coming, so he stops learning for a second, and Amri Tar. As he dies, he must have a vision, and he says Tar, meaning he paskins like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins like him. Yatsa Basko v'yamra, Ashrecha Rav Barachini, Shekufcha Tar, v'yatsa Nishpaska b'tar. Right, that's the Gemara. What's amazing is that if you look at the Rambam paskins Tamei. Kesef Mishnah points out, this is the only time the Rambam paskins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and how is that possible? So the answer is, Rav Asher Weiss writes this in the Hagdama of one of his tshuvas, that no, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem in Shemayim might say Tar, but Hashem on earth wants the psak to be based on whatever human beings determine the psak to be. So it means that he says Tamei on this world. So sometimes Hashem is Meshubid, Kavi Yachol, to the Dinim and the psak of the Bezdin, right? Lo Bashamayim hi, right? Relating to that topic. So here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is meshubed to the tefilas of the tzaddik. Okay, we continue. The Gemara says the last psukim that are quoted here. Umau v'nimlat babar kapecha. That's the second half of the pasuk of Yimaladi Naki. What does that mean to give a nimlat? Escape babar kapecha. Bibrirus kapecha, with the clarity and the purity of your hands. Peschus mitzvahs umaisim tovim show you biyadecha meirishischa. Right, because of the mitzvahs of Ma'isim Tovim that the tzaddik does, so that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his tefillos. Alecha Kasav Omer, the end of the Mishnah said, okay, Shemir Shetach says, about you, Choni, the pasuk is said, Yisvach Avicha V'Imecha V'Sogal Yoladetecha. Right, that's in Mishlei. Your parents will be happy, V'Sogal Yoladetecha. Matam Alamo Yoladetecha. What's the emphasis of Yoladetecha? It already says, your father and mother. It already says, the first half of the pasuk, what's the extra lashon of yoladetecha? It already says. So, Rabbi Mana Omar, umasecha. Maybe it means umasecha, your nation. Your nation should be proud. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Omar, shatecha. It means your moment. The moment that you were born. The moment that you were born was good for the world. Right? Like, Rav Kook's thought on the Siddur. Okay, achelon otzarti eini chadai. Before I was born, I didn't have a purpose. The second that I was born was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided I have a tafkin in the world. The second that any of us were born, Hashem decided that that's the world needs us. For Rabban and Amri, Kishem Shu Makala Bekiflayim, Kachu Mispacha Bekiflayim. What's the double lashon in the pasuk of Simcha for a parent? Right, it says Avich Vimecha and Yoladetecha. The Rabbanan say, just like when we do something negative, it's like a double curse to our parents. When we do something positive, it's a double simcha for our parents, those who bore us. Where's the double lashon of negative? Shenemar ka'as le'aviv ben kesil, right? Anger or difficulty to a father is a foolish son. Umemer le'yoladito. And memer and rebellion to the one that bore him. So you see the double lashon in that pasuk in the negative. And that's the double lashon in our pasuk of Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sogol yiladetecha. Ben chacham we darshin. Ben chacham yisamach avu. Ben ksil tugas imo. A wise son makes the parent, makes the father happy, and the foolish son tugas imo is the sadness of the mother. My tugas imo. Amar Reb Luda lishan gematrion hu. What's the gematria? Doesn't mean what we call gematria, numerical value. The gematria means playing around with codes in the numbers. So the Gemara here is calling Atbash, what we call Atbash, the first letter of the Alabes and the last letter of the Alabes, Gematria. Lisha Gematria, and who? What's the word Tugas in Gematria? Afra, ashes. Afra Be'ina Ime. It's like throwing ashes in the eyes of the mother. meaning, this is the Gemara about giving nachas to parents. Whatever we do, whatever a child does for parents, it could go in either direction. We have to do what we can to bring simcha. You see psukim in Mishle that talk about the double simcha for a parent, and the opposite if one acts in the opposite way. Good. Says the Mishnah Lachidah. Hayu misanin v'yadlam gshamim. They call the fast because it didn't rain. And all of a sudden, towards the beginning of the fast, it starts raining. Starts raining at the beginning of the fast. So is there any time that we can just call it off? Right? It rains, so you know what? We don't have to fast. So, hayu misanin v'yadlam gshamim, kodem le'sachama. If they started fasting at early, and then before sunrise, it starts raining. Even before sunrise, it starts raining. So then, lo yashlimu, they can stop. They can stop because it didn't really start yet in full, right? Even though, yes, the day starts at dawn and maybe even the night before, but until after sunrise, we don't say it has the full status of the fast. And therefore, if it rained before sunrise, you could say, didn't start yet. So we're okay. Lo yashlimu. Achar netzacham yashlimu. But if it already was sunrise, so then you got to finish the fast. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kodem chatzos lo yashlimu, lachar chatzos yashlimu. You go by chatzos. You go by midday. As long as it started raining before midday, so then you don't have to finish. Again, once you already went after these moments, according to these Tanaim, so as I'll see in the Gemara, the Svar is like, once you did most of it in a certain status, then you just finish it. Right? But if before you got to that important, significant stage, then you're able to undo it. Maisa shegazru tainis belud. One time there was a tainis in Lud. V'yadolam gshamim kodem chatzos. And it rained before chatzos. I'm going to Rabbi Tarfid. Rabbi Tarfid said, good. Suv ichlu v'shasu. Vasu yantif. Go eat. Everybody go eat. You've been fasting for a couple of hours, but go home and eat and make a yantif. V'yatsu v'achlu v'shasu. And they did. Vasu yantif. Ubo ben arbayim v'kar hala agadol. Then they came back to shul to thank Hashem. They didn't want to thank Hashem right then. They were starving. So first they went home to eat, and then they came back to shul later, and they thanked Hashem. The idea of being mevatel, the fast, if it rains, is only the Rush here says is only the Rush in the first parak is only by a tainus sibur, by a tainus rabim for the rain, but for a tainus yachid we wouldn't say that. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Samach Tes Hilchas Tainus Tav Kuf Samach Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yachid ha-mis'ane al-tzara, it's quoting from the Rush, Yachid ha-mis'ane al-tzara va-avra, a Yachid that is fasting for a tzara. It's a personal tzara, and it passed. O al-chola v'nisra pe-omeis, or for a chola, and the chola either got better, or the chola died. Either way, you don't need to fast anymore. So the halacha is, tzarech la-hashlem kalatayna shekiba alav. You have to finish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, here, quoting from the earlier, ha-chiluk bein tzibur li-yachid, the tzibur leiv bezdin masna aleihem. The tzibur, there's like a built-in tnai that if it's going to rain, if the reason is going to pass, then the tzibur doesn't have to fast, right? Tzibur leiv bezdin masna aleihem. Vigam, and also he's quoting this from Rishonim. Dein matriachan ala tzibur, and also it's a tzibur. We're not going to be matriach then. The whole tzibur is going to fast. So number one, it might be a built-in tnai, and number two, it's a matriachan. Aval biyachid kivan shlo hisna beferish shem tavar atzara lo yisane. It's like a nether that you were makabel. So once you, if you say explicitly when you're makabel, the tainus, but if it rains in the middle, I'm going to stop, then okay. But if you didn't do that, then, one is not allowed to undo it, even if it stops in the middle. The Shulchan Aruch continues, avalatibel mesan al shum davar venenu konum chatzos lo yashlimo. We pass him like the shita of chatzos. Okay. Says the Gemara. So the first day I said, Nates. What is that a reference to? That it rains before sunrise? That, right, what we say in davening, in Anenu. Right, Teremi, before Hashem calls, Aniyana. Hashem already answered before I even started having a full tinus. That's the next part. Right, that's the next part of the pasuk in Yishayo. Right, while we're talking, but that already started, Vani Yesh Hashem hears. Says the Gemara, O Chalaf. Maybe you can understand these psukim in the opposite way. Right, all the Mefarshim on the page talk about how you would understand it. But maybe the first half of the pasuk of Terem Yikro Vani Edna is referring to, you know, the after Chatzos, after Nates, and the Od Hei Medabrim is referring to before. Amar Reb Tanchuma V'Tani Keino Ein Aniyah El Samach LeKriya Vein Kriya El Samach LeAniyah. Now the first half of the pasuk of Kriya and Aniyah, that means it's close to each other. When we're calling, Hashem is answering. It sounds like He's answered us fully. So we assume that means before Nates. B'yomid Reb Yudin Gozrin Tiny. One time in the days of Reb Yudin, they were Gozer Tainis V'Nachas Mejaberumsha, and it rained even the night before. Right, they were Gozer Tainis for the following day, and it rained even the night before. Solak Rabbi Mana Lagabe, Rabbi Mana went to Rabbi Yudin and said, Amarle, begin down at Tzachi, I'm really thirsty. Mal Denishte, could I drink? I drink, it rained. Could I drink? Amarle, Orech, he says, wait. Shema Yimluchu Vahashlim. Maybe they will decide to be, Mashlim, and you have to wait for the, you have to wait for everybody to make the decision. Right, did it not rain enough? Is it ironically, it's not as good? Right, you might say, if it's already within the somewhat of the fast, like in the morning, and then it rains a little bit, that's better to break the fast than if it just rained at night and didn't rain at all in the morning. So the post can talk about exactly how to understand this this line. Okay. Reb Acha, Reb Abishim, Reb Yossi, Barchanina, Asulisano, Sachei Shos B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast for half a day on Shabbos. Right, not allowed to fast for half a day on Shabbos. Why? Right, because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. And if you fast for the majority of the day after Chatzos, then it's Ki'ilu, you fasted the whole day. Where do we get that idea from, that if you already did after Chatzos? That's right here. Right, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Abun Masis Amar Kedah, that's exactly our Mishnah. Kodom v'Chatzos lo yeshlimu, right? If it's it rains before Chatzos, you don't have to finish it. Ad Kedun Safra, because that's all called morning. La'achar Chatzos yeshlimu, but once it's already after Chatzos, and then it rained, then you have to finish it. Shekvar Avar Rubo Shal Yom B'Kedusha. Because the other nusach is bivakasha. You already had a half a day with the status of kedusha, bakasha. You already had the status of a fast. Therefore, once you have that, you got to finish. So, in the negative with Shabbos, if you fast past chatzos on Shabbos, so then that is as if fasting on Shabbos, and that is not allowed. That's not allowed. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Peches and Arachayim, Osir lis anos b'Shabbos ad sheis shos. You can't fast on Shabbos ad sheis shos. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? Beragola. Yerushalmi paragimel detainis. Nowhere in Shas Bavli. It's right here. Here it is. Not allowed to fast past Chatzos on Shabbos. Right? That's not allowed. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah quotes, Ulefize, Hashliach tzibur sheminagin. If you have a chazen that likes to sing, and you don't get out of shul until after chatzos, shelo kahoganhu. It's not appropriate. Uveprat bechoref shehayamim kitzarim, especially in the winter where you have a short days and chatzos could be like 11:20. I don't know, very early. Umikol shegein biyantif milvad Rosh Hashanah. Besides Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to fast after, because some poskim say, if you remember, some gaonim said you can fast on the whole day on Rosh Hashanah. So even fasting half a day. And that's the Ubelio Rabba Matzasmach Lahaka Balomi to Mispalo Sakhar at Akhar Chatzos. Come on, you're davening. When Hashem is so upset that you're davening longer. So he has that side. Okay, the easier way is just take a drink of water in the morning before you go to shul, and then one won't be fasting, and that's always a good idea. Good idea, especially if you don't know who's going to be davening. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Karavi Bo Yechus Mitro, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted it to rain, Havi Omer Lasapare, sometimes he would say to his barber, Kumlacha, kumi hechla, could you please go daven a little bit? Begin the Rebbe boy misper of Aless Bechele Mitzdar. I'm fasting, I'm like so weak. I need a haircut, but I can't because I'm so weak. It takes like strength to go get a haircut. And therefore, if somebody else davens that he's in pain, so then Hashem's gonna listen. Miyat havi mitronachis, and then he used to start reading. The Mefarshim wonder, why didn't he just daven himself? Why daven himself? Right, that I'm in pain, I can't get a haircut. Why do you have to have somebody else daven for him? Okay, it's discussed. Rav Adabar Achva Karvi Bo Yechos Mitzravi Shochla Basane. When he wanted it to rain, he started taking off his shoes. He took off one shoe, and it started raining. Kavi Shoch Treyon Avi Amatayev. And when he took off both of them, it was dripping down. The whole world was dripping. Right, there was so much rain. A little different version of the story in the Bavli. Mafalta Havis Tamon. There was a mapoles, right, a building that was like dilapidated, about to fall down. Havis Rav Mesav Chadmin Tamide Besa. Rav put one of his students in the house, Ada Havin Mefana Besa, until the house was, all the stuff gotten out of the house. The house was about to fall down, but Rav realized that the schus of the Torah will protect So he put a Talmud in the house until they emptied out the house. And when they got everything out of the house, the Talmud went out and the whole house fell down. This the Amin Rav Ada bar Achva Havi. Some say it was Rav Ada bar Achva. Shalchu Chachamim. V'amrulei ma ma'asam tovim yesh biyadcha. You have such zechuyos, like you take off a shoe or you put a Talmud in the house, right? Tell us zechuyos that you have that we could copy you. Amar Lohen, right? There's Bavlis like this too. Miyam Elokai Ma'ayad Lezak Neses. I was always first in shul. V'loi Nachti Adam Lezak Neses V'yasasili. And I was always last in shul. V'loi Lachti Arba Amos below Torah. I never went four Amos without thinking in Torah. Below his, and there's another lashon below Tefillin. V'los Karti Divrei Torah B'Makom Metunaf. I never mentioned Torah in a place that was disgusting, that was dirty. Right? Those two kind of go together. He had so much Torah. He never went down Amos without Torah. But it wasn't because he enjoyed it and he couldn't. When he was in a Makom Metunaf, he stopped. He was able to stop. I never slept a Shenas Kefa. So you read this line, it sounds like he never slept a normal sleep. If you look in the Bavli, it says, Bebeis HaKnesses. Right? He never had a bed and he never took a nap in the shul. But according to this version, he just catnapped his whole life. When my friends were on the floor and I had sitting on the floor, the Talmidim used to sit on the floor and the Rebbe used to have to walk through to get to his seat in the front. If you walk through, it looks like you're stepping on your Talmidim. He used to go around. I never called a nickname to my friend. Again, a big sugi in the postgame. Is it any nickname? Is it only a negative nickname? What if it's a positive nickname? I was never happy when my friends stumbled. And I never brought my friend's curse to my bed. Meaning I was always mochel people before I went to sleep. And if anybody owed me money, I never went near them. I didn't want them to feel bad of not paying me. I was never upset in my house. Some say that means at my wife. I was always a vatran. I always made sure to have patience. Period. So there's a lot that we could talk about each of those lines, but not for now. Ezer Yahal Hagadola. So the Mishnah said, after when it rains, they came back after they ate and they said, Hallel, Hagadol. What does that mean? Is that Perek? You have to say also the previous Perek. The parak of Om Dibbeis Hashem. V'lama b'ilein tarti parshasa. Why those two prakim? Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avob, Rabbi Shmuel. Bar Nachla b'sheishi yidus k'shamim kalula b'hen. Because it talks about rain in those prakim. That's where those are most appropriate. Al daitid Rabbi Yochanan nicha d'chsev. Rabbi Yochanan, who says he had on the previous parak, I understand. Because the previous parak has ma'ala nasiya mikseh ha'aretz. About rain. Urik hanina ma. In the parak of kilo amchasto, where does it talk about rain? Begin d'chsev. Nosin lechem l'chol basar kilo amchasto. Talks about nosin lechem. How do you get bread from the rain? That's why you know that it's a reference to rain. Rabbi Bava, Rabbi Simon, Shrevi, and Amrin, Hada Didan. When it says Halal HaGadol in the Mishnah, it means what we call Halal. What we say on Rosh Chodesh and Yantif. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Hada Didan. Bar Kapara, Amar Hada Didan, Ar Halal. Bar Kapara Kedaite, Bar Kapara, who says Ar Halal, follows his Shita. Because it says in the Mishnah in Psachim. When they used to read Halal during the Shkidas HaPesach, they used to read Halal, and they split up all the Klal Yisrael into three groups. By the third group, they never got through half the Halal, because it was already finished. Tani Bar Kapara, Zui Halal Gadola. Bar Kapara says, that's Halal Gadol. So you see, it's talking about what we call Halal, and that's the reference to Halal Gadol. Chad Bar Abaya Avar Kumi Tevusa one time, Chad Bar Abaya. There was somebody named Bar Abaya. Right? So, he was the chazin. Amar alone, anu basre madana to Amar. And he says, answer, follow, I'm gonna say, and answer after what I say. Sada Amar, less hada didan. It must be that he holds, it's not what we call halal. Cause you wouldn't have to answer the chazin in that case. Everybody knows it by heart. So, the fact that he says, oh, follow me, he must be saying something that's not as common. Amar abimana, hada didan. No, it could be that it's our halal. But nisavi rav, there was a huge nace. And if there was a huge nace, they wanted to say it responsibly. Right, that's more Barovam. Begin Kain Amar Lona no Basroi Mata'ana Amar. That's what he said. You know, repeat after me, even though it might have been the halal that they were all used to. Hajjala Parak Sayyid Tanya say Elu Barak Hashem. We made it to the final parak, by the Hashem. We start tomorrow, the final parak here in Maseches Tainus.